Blog Talk Radio.
Chubop, chubop, my baby. Chubop, chubop.
Hello, stranger. It seems so good to see you back again. How long has it been?
Seems like a mighty long time. Chuba, chuba, my baby, ooh.
It seems like a mighty long time. Oh, I'm so glad you stopped by to say hello to me. Remember that's the way it used to be.
Ooh, it seems like a mighty long time.
Chubop, chubop, my baby. Ooh. A mighty long time. Chubop, chubop, my baby, ooh.
It seems like a mighty long time. Chubop, chubop,
oh,
my baby.
Oh,
my,
my.
Chubop, chubop, my baby.
Good evening, everybody, and welcome to Delicious Talk. This is your host, Gail Delicious Johnson. Hope everybody's having a beautiful Wednesday. It was beautiful here today. I don't know what the degrees were here, but it was a beautiful prelude to spring, which is tomorrow, the 21st. Hopefully we'll have it all the way through. But they were talking about some snow flurries. Well, spring is here officially tomorrow, so if it snows or whatever, it's still spring. Okay, I'm going to give you tonight's topic, which is, are intimate relationships fulfilling and long-lasting? Well, it was longer than that, but this is the only thing I could fit on my page. Okay. But there's been a lot of Internet things going on as far as people hooking up or meeting people on the Internet. They even had a show on called, I think it was Catfish. And that was a very interesting show to watch, you know, because it really put people out there who are trying to hook up on the Internet and, you know, what became of it and, you know, different scenarios and things like that was happening. I've even been caught up in a few things on the Internet as well, you know, thinking I'm meeting one person, then I meet them, they're entirely, entirely different from what they describe themselves on the Internet. And why would you describe yourself one way on the Internet if you plan on meeting somebody, and then when they meet you, you're nothing like the person that you describe yourself on the Internet? And I'll give you a little story really quick before I get into the topic. I was on this site. I don't remember the site of it that much, but I had met this guy. And he, you know, I give a physical description of myself because, as you know, I am a full-figured girl, and I let guys know that. And he said, I'm kind of muscular, you know, a few extra pounds. So I'm saying, well, is it, no, first he said he was a few extra pounds. I said, is it muscle or, you know, what is it, you know? So he said, I look neat in my clothes, you know. So I said, okay, no problem. So we were supposed to meet at the theater. So when I get to the theater, you know, looking for him, he comes up behind me because obviously he was watching me. So he comes up behind me and taps me on the shoulder, and I turned around and almost fainted. He told me he weighed 2-something, but it was muscle. He left out 100, at least 150 more pounds of it because he was just huge. And I said to myself, what have I got myself into? So we went on to the movies, and, you know, we're sitting in the movies, and he asked me, did I want anything to eat? So I said, well, you can get some popcorn. He goes and gets a big tub of popcorn. And when he was eating it, I swished like he was grunting. I said, oh, my God. So then he says, before the movie's over, he says, so what do you think? And I'm saying to myself, what? You know, I said, oh, I think the movie's pretty good, but that's what he said. No, he said, what do you think about me? So I said, well, we'll talk once the movie is over. And then come to find out after the movie was over, I volunteered to drop him off because he did live in the vicinity where I lived. So I told him point blank, I said, well, you know, you told me that you was muscular, but you're kind of overweight and you're not basically the person that I thought you was going to be when we hooked up. So anyway, to make a long story short, he got highly pissed off when I let him out the car. And my car was leaning to one side. When I let him out the car, he got an attitude, slammed the door, and I haven't seen him since and had no intentions on it. But my thing is, if you're going to be on any type of deck that goes for the chat lines over the phone and internet dating sites, always have your profile and different things like that updated, show the real you and not pictures when you was graduating from high school. And, you know, it's just a big mess. But not to say that you can't meet anybody on the internet, you know, that may be really interested in meeting you. Once they do meet you, you're going to be honest about what they're saying. So with that being said, I'm going to bring in my two co-hosts, Rhea and Danny. How you girls doing this evening?
Doing great, thank you.
I'm doing fine. How are you?
I am fantastic. You girls heard that story.
That sounded a little crazy.
Yeah, because the internet person can be anything or anybody that they want to be, because, you know, you can't see them behind that screen when they're putting up their profiles and, you know, pictures, like I said, when they were 10 years younger and, you know, saying this and saying that. Because that guy, I was just so... When I turned around and saw him, I could have really punched him in the face. Said, why did you lie? He said he was 200-some pounds of muscular. You know, then I'm looking at him, ain't a muscle nowhere in his body except for his head. I mean, he was big. He was big, and his shirt was looking like the buttons was going to pop off of him. You know, and then he was... You know, had that hard breathing. I said, "Oh no!" When that movie went off, and then he asked me, "Could I give him a ride?" I said, "Oh my goodness!" And I was speeding through town to get him out of my car. And he got out the car. He almost broke the door. He slammed it so hard because I told him, I said, "You're not the person that you said you were. You're not the person that I'm interested in." You know, and I was being honest because why should I lie to him and tell him, well, I'll call you or call me, keep in touch? No. I'm just going to be upfront and honest because I told him, you know, about me, you know, that I'm full figured, blah, 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 this and that, you know, and he even complimented me when he saw me, but I had no compliments for him, and I'm serious, you know, so... I have some interesting online dating statistics as well. It says, now that online dating is completely mainstream and continuing to grow into popularity, people including scientists and academics are starting to qualify who dates online and how. Some of the information won't surprise most of you, but some of it will. Notice the percentage of female subscribers on the sites, with the highest being Chemistry, that's an internet site, at 71.8%, followed by eHarmony, which is 68.6%. Then there's Match at 55% and Yahoo Personals at 48.6%. So the guys who complain that online dating doesn't work because there are way more than women online will have to find a new excuse or reconsider which site they belong to. Then it says, note that the sites with most females are match-based sites. These sites require you to fill out a long questionnaire, something many men don't like, and choose your matches for you rather than allowing you to browse freely for who you want. eHarmony, in particular, is known for people looking to get married rather than hook up or date casually. But my thing is, whatever eHarmony puts out there doesn't necessarily mean that it's going to happen, because men particularly browse different sites for different reasons. And just because eHarmony is particular for, you know, hooking people up, getting married and all that kind of, who's to say a man isn't going to go in there and find somebody who fits those qualifications just so he can be with this particular person and, you know, call it a day. So I don't know, these internet sites, they're sort of like quirky. Then it says match-based sites have higher subscription fees, which makes sense. Somehow has to pay for whoever developed the assessment battery and matching. All the sites' fees decrease if you sign up for longer periods. While you might assume the boomer generation would be less inclined to date online since they don't grow up in the information age, in fact, they are quite active online, and online dating is the number one way the 50 and wiser crowd meets other singles. As you can see from the stats, they are the fastest growing online dating demographics. What do you girls think of that?
I know they have sites that are dedicated to older, well, more mature couples.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you know, people and things such as that. I don't know. It never ceases to amaze me how, okay, you have this profile up here with these falsities in it.
Mm-hmm.
About who you are and this, that, and the other. But then you have the gall to actually meet somebody after you done led them on to think that you are a certain way or you look a certain way when you totally look outside of that. That part of that has never ceased to amaze me.
Right.
I don't know why it still surprises me, but it does.
Right, because I also mentioned the program Catfish, where it's this guy, well, he had created because he had went on this internet site line, and he was talking to this girl for, I think, a year or something like that. When he met her, he wasn't what she was, said she was gonna, she was and all this and that, so he created that site. And watching that site, every person who met somebody on that site lied about something. And then the other person, you know, was getting upset even though they lied as well. You know, if you're going to lie about something and then get mad at the other person for lying, why, you know, what is the purpose of you meeting up?
Exactly.
You know, and, you know, like I said, I've had my little bouts with those chat lines and internet dating and all this other kind of stuff because person sit behind a computer and, like, they can be anybody. You know, I could have told somebody, yeah, I'm 5'10", I'm really 5'1", I weigh 120 pounds and I weigh far more than 120 pounds, light skin and I'm not light skin, you know, all this old kind of stuff. And that would be, as far as me not knowing, now I'm knowing that I'm not going to never meet this person because I've already lied about myself. So why should I, you know, go and meet this person so they can go off on me or, you know, have an attitude or whatever, you know. And mostly men, for some reason, men have a tendency to either lie on their profiles or buff it up or, you know, just be so casual about it. You know, you ask them what they put on their Joe Blow. I live in such a place. I love doing this and I love doing that. I'm looking for a discreet relationship. A woman must be this, that, blah, 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 and that's it. That right there is a turnoff for me. Because if you're on there looking for a discreet relationship and I'm on there looking for something else, I'm not even going to bother to interact with your ad. You know, when you have some women, they will interact with those ads thinking that they could change that person's mind or whatever. I don't know. But certain ads that just don't even grab my attention.
But, you know, to me, internet dating is just like, it's crazy to me. Internet dating, it's like you can be whoever you want to. That's why I don't normally get mad. I don't get mad when you see the picture and you interact with them, you know, emailing and messaging back and forth. It becomes a problem when I become to take you serious and give you my personal email, and then, you know, we exchange pictures and exchange numbers and then go from there, and then it's like you said, you meet in person and you totally somebody different. But, you know, I don't even get mad about that because that's what you get. The internet is, you can be whoever you want to be. Just even with Facebook, you can be whoever you want to be. So, you know, I tell people all the time, if that's something that you're into, then you just have to be more open about it, because that's what you're doing. When you're internet and dating, that's what you're doing. When you're going on these ads and answering different questions, or even just putting your own profile on there, hoping that you find somebody, and not, I say 9 out of 10, you're going to find a bunch of assholes and bullshit. 1% that you might be lucky to find a good person on there. And most of the time, you find good people on there, they're married. To me, they're good people, they're married, they just wanted somebody to talk to, and they're honest. They're the ones that are honest. I feel like a lot of married people that's on there are the honest ones on there. Everybody else seems to me is like, oh, my God, are you kidding me? Like, why are you on here to play around? But you can't fault nobody because it's vice versa. Women get on there, and my God, I swear, if it's the men, but it's more of the women get on there, please get on there and be totally different people. Like, everybody's a model. Everybody is a model. Everybody is a school teacher. And when you see these things in person, you be like, what, honey? Honey, you need a girdle on, baby. Like, sweetie. You know, so I think it's more women that lie than men do. But it's like an open communication. You lucky if you get something there, you run up on something that's together. But 9 out of 10, I tell people, it's fun and games for me. And depending on what site you on, like they say, eHarmony. I mean, I hear that a lot. That eHarmony, but my thing about it, I'm not paying to talk to nobody. That's what I'm not doing. I'm not paying to talk to nobody because I want my money worth. And you're not going to get your money worth when you pay. I don't care if it's $20 or every month it's $20, whatever it is. I'm not paying to talk to nobody. That's crazy. There's all these free sites on here. I can go on Facebook and talk because I want to. I mean, that's just crazy to me. Like, going into these answering these datelines, these dating services, it's crazy. I'm not paying to talk to nobody. That's what I'm not doing. I just think that's crazy. When they start asking you for money, I think it's crazy. I might do the free trial, but then once you want to start asking for a credit card, all right, I'm done. I'm done on there. So.
Yeah, that's my whole premise is right there. Why do you have to pay? And, the person who's promoting those sites is the one who's getting the money. I remember another site, I think it was I don't think it was Black Planet, but it was another black site on there, and I had a stalker on
there. PeopleMeet.com?
It may have been. I know it's owned by this black lady. I think that's the one, but I had a stalker on there, and I had to personally reach out to her to tell her, you know, that a person was stalking me on there. And I don't really remember the outcome of it. But, you know, some of them, you get on there and they get to stalking you and, you know, it gets kind of creepy then. You know, so you have to back down and back away from them because those internet sites can be dangerous as well. Because I'm sure that you guys may know that there was a Craigslist guy on there. And this was on ID the other night as well as being in the newspaper, too. He was he had a girlfriend, he was going to med school, and, you know, a real quiet guy, and he was calling these escort services and killing these girls and robbing them, you know, so you have to be very careful. Yeah.
It was on Lifetime, they did a movie about it, I believe, last year, or a couple of them. I think it was in the summertime, they did a movie on Lifetime. Yeah, I've seen that, it's crazy.
Right, and that's kind of scary because you don't know who You don't know who you're hooking up with. And then, you know, being in all these different services, escort service, they deal specifically with online services. And, you know, not to say that sometimes you may not, you may can find somebody that's good on the internet, but it's almost like finding a needle in a haystack.
Well, I know of two couples that ended up getting married, and they met the internet. Now, personally, me, I don't think the internet is any different from meeting somebody in the grocery store. You meet who you meet. I mean, if the person is a liar, or the person is this, or the person is that, you can meet, walk up in the grocery store and meet somebody of that same, you know, caliber. I think because of the predators that have been on some of these sites get, sometimes they get a really bad name of, you know, being dangerous and this, that, and the other. They're not, to me, they're no more dangerous than walking into a bar and meeting somebody.
Well,
it depends,
I think
how much you choose to share. And what you spoke of is very true. The fact that that person on the other side of that screen can be anybody they want to be. But if he's a liar, hell, you can be the liar in person.
Right, but I think the advantage of, you know, you're meeting somebody in person, you're meeting that real person, you're seeing his face, and you're knowing who this person is from jump. But you're talking to somebody over the internet, and you're developing feelings for this person, then you meet him, he might be a midget, a leprechaun, or whatever. You know, so I think you do have a little advantage. Yeah, you do have a little advantage, you know, as far as meeting somebody in person. You know, they still could be a liar or whatever, but, you know, you still have that advantage. That's my whole premises of the internet. We have a caller with their hand up. 219-292, are you there?
I'm right here.
If you have a question or comment for tonight's topic.
It's going to be a comment. I just want to say good evening to everybody that's out there.
Good evening.
The internet dating thing, it's pretty much like the telephone chat line system also. Because
right.
You got somebody, you know, where you cannot see them. And, you know, they put up a facade, you know. Some people do, some don't. You know, portraying themselves as something that they're not. Like the young lady just spoke on about paying for those things.
Mm-hmm.
Telephone chat line systems, it's free for women 24/7.
Mm-hmm.
Men have to, you know, they give you a little free trial.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, once your free trial is over, you have to pay.
Mm-hmm.
But the thing about it, you know, you're talking with a lot of different people, because I've used them in the past.
Right,
and
I have too.
I've met some very nice people, and I met some, like you said, leprechaun. I've met some troglodytes out there. Okay. But I will say this: I did meet one very nice young lady, and I got married off one of those systems.
Oh, bless your heart!
I was married for 12 years,
mm-hmm.
blessed with two children, and you know, unfortunately, that's under the radar now. But that internet thing, it's like, I don't try to date anybody like off Facebook, MySpace. But that's actually, MySpace is why I'm divorced now. Black Planet, Blue Planet, you know, whatever. You know, they have those things out there. We're just typing in anything. They land back, got a bowl of popcorn. Well, tonight, let me see, tonight I'm going to be Casanova Brown. So, you know, they type in all that stuff. And it's like the young lady said about meeting somebody in person. So you can meet an individual in person, regardless of what they look like in front of you. A lot of them are casting a shadow there that says not even there.
Mm-hmm.
They'll look you dead in your eye, and they will lie to you. You say a leprechaun, that person could be a leprechaun in disguise. So you never know. It's the same. It's pretty much the same thing with dating out here. You meet somebody on the street, first thing that come out of their mouth is a lie.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you can continue to talk with that person and see that person, and you'll fall for that individual, male or female. But they always say, what's in the dark shall come into the light. See, it really doesn't matter.
And see, I think the person who lies is a person who's really up to no good. It's a person who really is on there to get whatever they want. You know, because if you have to go on there and then you lie about something to somebody, it means you have no good intentions. And a person who's on there with their heart, wearing their heart on their sleeve, and is actually looking for somebody, so they become involved with this person, this leprechaun or whatever. And then, you know, that's when things go haywire, when this person lies to them. And trust me, it doesn't take that long for it to show up, because just like you mentioned, what happens in the dark will come to the light.
Because it's the people that are out there up to no good. You have a lot of guys. This is what they do. You know, they'll be upfront and truthful with you, but see, but they have a hidden agenda.
Mm-hmm.
Or they want to meet you. You know, they'll take you out a few times, but see, they want to case your house and see what's in your house. They're learning your schedule. And just one day you come home, you don't have anything in your house. They empty your refrigerator also and leave you empty apartment, dirty dishes. Some of these ladies out here fall for these guys so quick, they give them door keys, you know, give them keys to their car. You know, they'll come out, you know, one morning ready to go to work, their car gone. Because this guy took their car. And then on the flip side, with the women, you know, they're setting guys up, especially these youngsters. They're still gangbanging and things like that. And they try to find out what gang you're affiliated with. If you're affiliated with a rival, I feel sorry for that person, because then it's going to happen to you. You're going to get jammed. That's all that is.
Right.
You know, if you have your own place, when you come home, your entire apartment empty. These young ladies, I have you come meet them someplace. Like, they'll say, well, let's meet at a hotel. When you get to that hotel, as soon as you step in there, you're not coming out.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not happened to you see on television where a lot of these young black girls are coming up missing.
Mm-hmm.
They're on the chat lines.
Mm-hmm.
That's why these girls are missing. And same thing with some of these guys. They're going to meet these girls, and they come up missing. They're dead out there somewhere.
Mm-hmm. And see, that's the whole thing. When you meet somebody on a chat line, you it's best for you to meet in a public setting. You know, don't go to their house. Don't meet them at a hotel. Meet them at a public setting, just like the guy had told him we could meet at the movies. And, you know, like I said, he obviously was somewhere watching me come in there, whatever, because he came up behind me. You see what I'm saying? But you have to be very, very careful in the people you choose off of these chat lines and where you meet. And, you know, just be careful of the conversations that you have with them. You know, ask them certain questions and, you know, get the most information out of them that you can. You know, and always try to get their real name or something. Ask them for ID. You know, if they don't want to show you no ID, then end the date. Well, you know, I see you. Because you never know, they may be using an alias. Next thing you know, you end up dead, and they can't find out who you was with. You know, so if you have to ask the person, you know, well, you mind if I see some ID? You know, because you have to protect yourself. You have to be ready for things that are going to happen, because it's dangerous out here on these chat lines. You know, people are losing their lives. Like you said, they're breaking into their homes and, you know, just doing all kind of crazy things, because that's their intentions from the beginning anyway.
So it's like with that internet, that is secret life for some people. You know, you have a lot of people who have been sheltered, have low self-esteem, and they sit there and they're on these sites and they build themselves up so high that they really get into that alter ego, if you want to call it. And, you know, they're pouring their heart out to someone that they had never seen.
And right.
They both fall for each other. Then when that individual meets someone, that's not even the person that was doing all the typing and talking. You know, it happened to me, this young lady, when I went to meet her, I'm standing there waiting for it, and, you know, a young lady tapped me on my shoulder. She's like, are you Michael? And I turned, and I was like, well, I started to say no.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm like, yes. And she's like, well, I'm April. And I was like, oh, hell no. What she hadn't done, she sent me a picture of her niece. And niece was a very nice-looking young lady. This one here, when I said troglodyte, that's what I'm talking about. You know, you need to know a picture of themselves. Nowhere near what they're supposed to be and how they describe themselves. And I eventually met her niece, and I was just scratching my head, and I was like, oh, wow. You know, see, me, I'm not a violent man.
Mm-hmm.
I've never hit a woman in my life. But this girl here had, you know, she was, I won't say bipolar, she was tripolar.
Mm-hmm.
And
wow.
I said, you know, because, see, the first off, one thing that really turned me off was from the start, you lied to me about how you look and about things that you do. You know, I'm looking for a Rembrandt over here, and I got, you know, whatever, somebody, you know, a street painter. And she was violent, liked to fight. Mm. And that's not me. I had never, ever been in a relationship where somebody put their hands on one another. And this is, she tried to stab me one night. And that was an individual I had met off a chat system. And no, there are a lot of bipolars out there. Like you said earlier, you have to be careful. And, you know, I'm blessed now because I got out that house, with, you know, with my life, without a mark on me.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like now I met somebody, and, I, you know, be honest with you, ooh, we, that's all I can say is ooh, we.
Mm-hmm.
But I haven't been on one of them systems in quite some time. If a person wants to be on the system, there's nothing wrong with that, but always be real about who you are.
Right,
and
right.
You can always find out the person is real because, you know, you can ask a question today and, you know, just how, like when you're trying to get a job and they give you those survey questions, you can answer number five way, but then when you get down to number 72, it's the same question, but they flipped it.
Mm-hmm.
And you get the same answer when I ask you that question. Because if they give you a different answer off that second question, you know, leave that person alone.
Mm-hmm.
Well, sometimes, you know, I can't do the question thing because my thing is you're going. Some people are good. If they're a liar, they're a good liar. They're going to be a great liar at 72 or 94 question. They're going to be the same great liar. You know, I tell anybody when you, especially when you're doing the phone thing, the dating thing, and then when you're doing the ads, the dating ads on the internet, I tell people all the time, ask for their MySpace, ask for their Facebook, ask for their Twitter, and ask for their Instagram, whatever social network, ask them. And then when they tell you they don't have it, then, you know, you go other ways with the questions and stuff like that. But it's easy to find out who people are because you can Google somebody and find out who they are. But the question thing is it's a little leery for me because I think that a good liar will always be a good liar because he's going to say the same thing at 72 than he is at 140 questions. You know, I always tell people it's great. Get his backup. See if he got a Facebook page. See if he got a MySpace or, you know, a Twitter or, you know, see what else he has because you can always judge a person off their Facebook and see who they are and whatever it is. I mean, yeah, the show Catfish did that a lot with Facebook and people playing with the profiles, but I think because of that show, it did a lot. I think people are doing a lot more research than they are just meeting people now. meeting people
it's,
now.
It's just like that survey. I graded hundreds of them, and there was always – see, when I say two questions, there's more than two questions on those surveys that are the same. And everyone that when I graded those things, everyone failed that one particular question where you had like three or four answers that would be the same to four questions. It's the same thing. They just typed the question around. Everybody failed it. Everybody.
Hmm.
You know, they might take two of the questions and answer them the same, but the other two they miss. Or they might miss one out of four, two out of four. Some miss three out of four. Some miss all of them.
Mm.
It's but as Mike said, you know, when you're on those systems, pay attention.
Yeah.
You have to
pay attention. You definitely. I just finished reading a book where this woman met a guy. Well, she did a lot of internet dating site dates. And this was a tall woman. This woman stood about 6 feet. And one of her biggest things was finding somebody that was her height. Not only was she a tall woman, but she was a big girl. Hold on 1 second. Who is it?
Yeah, while we wait for her to answer the door. Yeah, you have to, you know, give them like a little survey, you know, and then like Danny had mentioned, some people are professional liars, but trust and believe they're going to trip up somewhere and they're going to get caught in a lie eventually. It may not be the first time or the second time, but eventually they will be caught in a lie because you have to keep lying and lying and lying. Then it gets to a point where you can almost figure out when a person is lying. You know, so just have to be very cautious when dealing with somebody over the internet. And I had another incident And sometimes when I think about me being on those on the internet and the chat lines, it's really now the things are funny to me. But, you know, just talking to people and, you know, just listening to the lies that they tell, you know, it's really tickling to me now. You know, so I tell you another story before Rhea gets back really quick. I had met another guy, I don't know if it was on the internet or a chat line, but anyway, he said he was a DJ and all this and that. So we had met up and, you know, had conversation and all this and that. And I don't know, we saw each other, I think, two times. Then, you know, I didn't see him anymore, so I get a phone call one day from this young lady, and she says, do you know, I forgot the guy's name, do you know so-and-so-and-so-and-so? So I said, yes. So she said, well, this is his fiance. I said, and? She said, well, I just wanted to know, was anything going on between you and him? I said, first of all, you need to ask your old man that. I said, and number one, how did you get my number? Well, I was going through his personal, through his pockets or something, and she found my number, which I know was a lie. I mean, maybe she might have, I don't know. But, you know, like I said, time had went by, and, you know, so she's calling me, asking me all these questions about her man. I said, look, sweetie, if that's your fiancé, I wish you the best. But you know, I'm telling you, if he's messing around, trying to mess around with me on you, trust me, he's messing around with somebody else. I said, because I have not seen, we only saw each other twice. I said, and anything else, you ask him. You know, which really nothing went on between us. But, you know, for her to call me and, you know, trying to find out something about her man, she should have took that up with him. But, you know, it's crazy. They find your numbers and have girlfriends and fiancés and wives and this and that on the side. And I don't know. I can't
yeah,
I can't
love
deal
those
with all that.
I love those conversations with the wife or the fiance or the girlfriend calls and they want to ask you 51 questions. Boo-boo, don't do that because I know boo-boo. I'm not going to give you any answers because you need to be asked to him because at the end of the day,
right,
you still don't know him. All you know is my number and my name. You don't know who I am. You ain't never seen me before. So why are you asking me questions? I could totally tell you a lie. I could tell you anything to mess up your household. And then again, you don't even know who you're talking to. It could be a relative, even though you should know better because, you know, guys does the thing with the phone when they put all types of numbers and names in the phone, you know, Cousin Tom and Cousin Tim and ain't nobody say that's Jeannie,
right,
and Sheila, but, you know. So, I mean, I love it, the fact that, you know, there's a few that may have called and they weren't disrespectful. They were, you know, I know my husband is cheating. I just needed to know. And, you know, sometimes it had been just because of the site. Oh, I've been through this, and I just wanted to know because this number just don't look familiar. I paid the bill. Oh, I'm like, sweetie, I don't want to know your life story.
Mm-hmm.
But, okay, you have a great day.
Because I sure told us. Yes.
It's like that song, Woman to Woman.
Mm-hmm.
I look at it like this here. If a man is cheating on his wife or his significant other, better half, and she finds a number, I don't see anything wrong with her calling just to try to find out. If she calls you and she's sincere, I don't see nothing wrong with answering it. But if she wants to call and be all snotty about it, don't talk to her.
Mm-hmm.
I don't even know what you're talking about. You know, but if it's somebody that really calls you, and you can hear the concern in some people's voices.
And you can. Right. And you sure can.
They just want to know. That's all that is. They just want to know. See, me as a man, I found a number or something like that and better have on her person. I'm not getting ready to call nobody's house or call that number. I'm going to ask her. I'm going to ask her once. If she, whatever answer she gives me, I'm going to take it for what it's worth.
Mm-hmm.
But if that stuff continues, then I know what time it is. But with women, I view it a little differently, you know, because some women are so head over heels in love with their mate that they don't want anything, you know, nobody coming into that circle. So if something happens and they find a number, you know, if she calls, she's sincere. Just like if she calls one of you young ladies, be sincere. I would just say just answer her questions and just leave it at that. You know, if the man hasn't cheated with you, you know, so be it. You just say, well, just relate it. No, well, I don't know if he's man or woman under his clothes. We've never done anything like that.
Mm-hmm.
But if he's cheating, let her know right away.
But see, and this guy had told me that he wasn't in any relationship because, I always ask them, even though they lie, are you married? Are you in a relationship? No, I'm not married. I ain't in no relationship and blah, 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 blah. You know, so what can I do? You know, I can only go by what he's telling me and tell, just like when I got that phone call. You know, I found your number, and I'm calling to see what's going on with you and my man. You know, ask your man. You know, and I told her, I said, you know, I really think that y'all should have that conversation because she found my number, and I don't know, I think she said that she had said something to him. I don't know, but for her to call, she should have talked with him first. If she didn't, obviously she didn't, so I don't know, but, you know,
She probably asked him first, and he lied to her mom.
That is something that I have, you know, like when I was in a relationship with this guy, I had known, you know, at least two of the women that he was involved with besides myself. I didn't call them and ask them or say anything to them until I actually caught him with one of them, you know, because why would I ask her when she's just going to say, no, nothing's going on? You know, because they feel that, you know, why should I say anything? She should ask him, just like I told the young lady to ask her old man. But, you know, it comes to a point when sometimes you can catch them in the act. Sometimes you can't. But it just so happened I caught him. You see what I'm saying? So even to ask him, you know, and like I said, when I caught him, it was a done deal.
The other side of all that, when you have to do all that, what's the point?
Right.
The doubt and the lack of trust is already there. So if you got to do all that, what's the damn point?
Right. And I know I wasn't the first person that he met on that chat line or whatever we was on the internet or where. I know I wasn't the first one, and I'm sure that I wasn't the last one. So
things like Facebook the devil. But sorry about that. Somebody knocked on my door.
Mm-hmm.
But in this book, this woman was I'm going to say she was 16. So her biggest thing was meeting guys that were taller than she was. And she liked to wear heels, 3-inch heels. So she met this one particular guy, and when she walked up to him, first thing came out of her mouth was he lied. Because he was already shorter than she was.
Mm-hmm.
And he had claimed he was like 6'4 or something. And that was a big turnoff to her, but she was also a full-figured woman.
Mm-hmm.
And so she was, you know, big and tall. So that was a turnoff to her. But when things went through and things were going on, and she finally told him that, no, she called the date off. They met at a coffee shop. And was listening to some poetry, and he got mad because somebody else walked up to her and spoke to her, and you know she's looking at him, and he got this attitude and this, that, and the other. So finally, she said, "Well, it was nice meeting you, and maybe we'll run into each other again or something along those lines." He got mad, and he told her she ought to be lucky that somebody even answered her ad, and this, that, and the other, because those places have more females on it 9 times out of 10 than they do males.
Mm-hmm.
They think there's a certain amount of desperation that comes along with them, with you being on there. So they think you're going to take whatever you get.
Hmm.
Or that you should.
You know, on those systems, guys seek out full-figured women because, like you just used that word, desperate. Because they figure that, you know, full-figured women can't get a man, which is, I don't know where people get that myth from, but, you know, they prey on them. You know, they talk to them and talk to them, and then they go meet them, they sex them one time, and they leave them. You know, I always say it's the four F's. It's what a lot of guys put on the full figure women, or not just per se just them, but all women. And, you know, they call it the four F's in life. I don't know if you can cuss on this land, but it's...
Yes, go on. What was the four F's?
It's find them, feed them, fuck them, forget them.
Oh, okay.
That's in the door. And as you have a lot of guys out there on these chat systems, and also on the internet, that's what they do. They're internet Romeos is what they call themselves.
Mm-hmm.
And Casanovas, chatland Casanovas. And, you know, they talk to anything that moves if it's a woman. See, so the only thing they're thinking about doing is having sex with them and getting the bras and panties and taking them home, nailing them on the wall.
Mm.
When they say notches on the gun belt, or rather notches on the belt, you have guys who actually out here do put a notch on it. They have a belt hanging on the wall, and they do put a notch in it. I know guys who got somebody panties and bras now.
Mm.
That's what they do. That's what they use those systems for. You know, they're not trying to settle down. They don't want a committed relationship or anything like that. They just have to get as much sex as they can until the day they die. You know, if they make a baby, so be it. You know, I may or I may not take care of that child.
Mm.
You know, there's a lot of that stuff goes on, because if you're on Facebook or MySpace, I've never been on MySpace.
Mm-hmm.
The only one I've been on is Facebook. And
mm-hmm.
I use a particular reason, and that's to network with people who I went to school with.
Right.
Any other that stuff that goes on out there, I can care less about it. But you see a lot of the posts by these young ladies out there. You know, somebody done come through, done took their draws, now they're scorned and they're mad, and they be putting that stuff out there. It was one of the chat systems I used to talk on. This young lady, seemed like every guy she met, she gave him some first night. Now she's back out and said, this man named so-and-so, don't trust him. He this, he that. He come back here last time. You better put yourself out there like that. Damn, uh-huh. Easy. And the thing about, you know, she was from Ghana. She's from Africa. And
mm-hmm.
she come over here, she like American men, and American men been tagging her ass, and she's scorned.
Mm-hmm.
Right now, I can pick the telephone up right now and call one of them systems. She's on there.
Because
I look at it like this here. You know, you have a lot of women out there who look for booty calls themselves.
That's true. That's true.
You know, it's like the young lady said, on these systems, you have more women than you have men.
Mm-hmm. You sure do.
And the men that are on there, should, you know, they're sleeping with more than, you know, more than 3-4 girls right now. They go from house to house.
Mm-hmm.
At this woman's house, you know, they eating groceries at this one's house. They driving this one's car over here, and then they might spend a couple of nights over here at this girl's house. You know, maybe I'm going to work. No, they ain't got a job. They go to somebody else's house and telling them the same thing. It's just a circle. But like I say, it's crazy how this stuff works out here. You know, people, first off, if you have never met anybody, I learned this a long time ago. I don't trust nobody. I don't even trust myself. I wouldn't help a person, which I would, but if I have never met you and know nothing about you, I am not going to put my trust in your hand.
Mm-hmm.
I let you come into my house one night, and then the next day you got a door key. There's no way in the world that's getting ready to happen.
That's,
you know,
crazy.
Women,
you're
see,
absolutely
women,
correct, Michael, but the same thing that you're speaking on now, people do that out here. People out here, they do that same thing. So it's not just the internet that they do that on.
Oh, no, I know. You know, like as you said earlier about meeting somebody like in a grocery store, you can meet somebody in the church. Doesn't matter. Mm-hmm. You know, laundromat, walking down the street, on the beach, on the lake, whatever. People are who they are. And especially if you meet somebody whose heart has been trampled on in the past, I feel sorry in some of those relationships. If some of those people, when they go into a relationship, not all, but some, their heart has been so shattered that they cannot give themselves to you. You know, in one sense they do, But then again, they, you know, they just can't trust anymore. You know,
they even have an internet site for those types of people, and it's called Madison.
I don't know.
The cheating site where you go on and
yes,
have Madison and I forget the other thing, but yeah, because
it's a site where you can go to cheat on people at.
Yeah.
Married people go in there and they cheat.
It's Madison and Molly or something like that. But this white guy had created it. And the strange thing about it, he's married supposedly in a happily marriage, but he created this site strictly for people who want to have extramarital affairs.
Exactly.
Oh, like what him and his wife doing.
Well, I don't know. He claims they're happily married.
They're not doing that.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, but you know something? Even though they're happily married, they still, you know, they lead that swingers life. That's why that site comes from.
Oh, he don't do that.
Right. He said they're so happily married, and he doesn't participate in, you know, extracurricular activities in his marriage. But he created that site because
people are into that. Like, a lot of these people that are site owners, they're not really into that. They just doing it because it makes money. Because you have people out there that's like that. You have people that's out there that's desperate. You have BBWs that's lonely, big girls that's lonely, and they know people love them. So they make a site called BBW Lovers, you know, for the big girls. They make people for all different kind of sites. And some of these sites
he's made millions and millions of dollars on that site because it's a paying site.
How do you make a site? Because see, the site that I would make, it would be so many, you know, it would be so many females calling that site. It's pathetic.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like you said, you have females out here who look for a particular thing, especially if their husbands don't do it. Because I tell you now, and this is my motto. I always say, "Thin ain't in." That's my thing. That's my saying. But you have a lot of women out here who like to be pleased orally, and their mates don't do it. And I have a nickname on what they call me, and it would be, that would be a lovely website.
And what's your nickname, darling?
That's right.
My nickname is, they used to call me Split Liquor Doctor. They call me Split Liquor. So
Split Liquor?
Let us know when you make that website. Split. Call us back. And if I got to pay to get on it, I ain't going. But listen, give me a free trial. I'll do a free trial. Show some videos.
My thing, you know, if those sites make money like that, I just charge $1 connection fee. That's it.
But you know what? Let me say this. It's just so many sites out there because I was on another site where, you know, you listen to these guys and they say specifically what they want. They had guys on there that don't do anything but oral. You have guys on there that don't want anything but anal, this, that, blah, 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 blah. You know, so if you put a site up there, it would be competition, you know, if these other people weren't hip to these other sites. But not to say that if that's specifically the only thing you did on that site, the only thing, because I know a lot of women who do like oral, then there are women who don't. But if that was the only thing that your site did, there's a possibility that you may, but then you would have to have all these men, and that's all they do. And, you know, some women who be on those sites don't like to reciprocate, you know. So if you have a site where, you know, your man is expecting to have some reciprocation, that may cut down on your clients. So, you know, if you want to start that site, I ain't mad at you. I'll just take the free trial
to feed everybody. So believe me, if you make that site, you'll probably have 1,001 hits in a night. You'll be surprised. And all you have to do is, you know, get on the social network and put it on there. Shoot, put it on Google, and they pop it up. Your site is probably pop up. Probably watch somebody on Facebook on the internet.
See, I need to be educated about that stuff because, see, me, I'm computer literate in one sense, but it's like Google and all. I don't use that stuff.
Hey, I give you my email. We can make a site together. Shoot.
Okay. Well, I ain't paying that.
Can we give you a few more statistics, and then we're going to go into the pros and cons of online dating? The percentage of couples who meet online is up to about 1 in 4 and still on the rise. And online dating is second only to meeting through friends as the most common way to meet. men are 40% more likely to email a woman than women are to email a man. Not surprising, although that number isn't as high as I would have thought. Women do email men, even if it's not as often. Scientists cast a wary eye on the scientific methods match-based sites like eHarmony use. We have no evidence if the matching stand up to the empirical testing, and we can't test that because they are private companies, and thus their problems are proprietary. So you tried the bars and a couple of whiskey-filled make-out sessions. You tried being set up by mutual friends and got some new Facebook friends. You tried dating at work and are now updating your resume. Time to try the Internet. But first, consider this, and these are some of the pros and cons. The pros, dating is fun, or at least it should be. The con, only it's not. Is fraught and uncertainty, cross lines, sexual mishaps, unrealistic expectations, and broken dreams. So that sounds about right as far as the cons are concerned. If dating is fun, and it could be fun if that's specifically what you're looking for, just to date somebody, maybe go out to dinner or go out to a movie or go out dancing or something like that. But when you add certain things in the mix as far as like having sex on the first night or, just adding different things in it that will cause it to go astray as far as being fun, then you have your expectations all built up and then they get torn down because you thought it was going to be one way and it turned out to be another way. Another pro is online dating has been around long enough now that you can match your site up with what you're shopping for. Marriage, try eHarmony. Slightly serious hookup, try Match. Good times with a sprinkle of what the F? Okay, Cupid's your poison. Looking to shut your mom up, I think J-Date is that way. Black and want to meet black people? You're going to want Black Planet. White and want to meet black people? Afromanis, it's for you. Gold diggers, ain't forgotten about you. Check out Wealthy Men. You're welcome. So they have any and every kind of site out here. You know, gold diggers, blacks wanting to meet blacks, white wanting to meet white blacks, and, you know, eHarmony and, you know, all these different sites.
They got a Christian dating site.
Right, yeah, Christian dating site.
Christian Mingle. You know what? Yeah. eHarmony, Christian Mingle, all that stuff is all the same. They just put a tag out there for people to come, and the same thing goes on all these systems that's out here. Internet, telephone, it does not matter. You know, because anyone who goes on these sites, I would hope, you know, if they have their faith and belief in the higher power, they're Christian.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? So going to that site, Christian Mingle, it's not going to be all church people on there. These church folks out here, the biggest freaks it is.
Yep.
And the pastor going to be leading the way.
Yep.
See, it's all the same. You know, I don't care what I say. You know, black meet white. You know, you can be on Facebook, blacks going to meet white. You know, people, because there are millions of pictures on Facebook. You know, and these young ladies out here and also these guys, you know, they have the belief. You can see some of their posts out there, you know, Jesus loves me, I'm saved, blah, 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 blah. But they're out there for a
different purpose. There's a devil out there.
Exactly. You know, they're on these systems just for a booty call. So, you know, you got these men out here who don't mind paying for that stuff. Well, yeah, I'll spend $20 as long as I get the bras and the panties, regardless of what site.
Right, and then I had thought at one point Black Planet was definitely for blacks, but you go on there, you see a whole slew of white men and white women. And then, you know, like I said, if you're white and want to meet black people, go on Afromanis. So, you know, the sites are just have these name tags on them. And it's up to the individual to choose whichever one they want and whatever they having it, you know, is in their arsenal. If you're going on there being with an open mind and, you know, being honest about what you want, you might hook up with the person that you want, that might be the right person for you. But if you go on there with the intentions of, well, I'll make this a booty call. Like, they even have sites like that, booty call. You know, so if you go on that site, you already know what you're going to get. Don't go on no booty call site looking for a husband.
I was just going to say it's two things. Number one, I don't pay for, you know, I never paid for that stuff. Number two, and it's going to lead into three. I met an individual. I got married years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like now, when I got, you know, being on Facebook, you know, I met somebody, you know, we knew each other, but we hadn't seen each other in years.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it's something clicked. And when you say fall in love with somebody, you know, just from conversation and stuff like that, you can. You know, when you delve into somebody's mind a little bit, their personality, their demeanor, how they carry themselves, their character, that'll make you fall in love with a person.
Mm-hmm.
And it can happen. As you say, have an open mind about a lot of different things.
Mm-hmm.
As we spoke on earlier, people's hearts have been crushed. And people put brick walls up in front of themselves and nobody can get through. I learned this a long time ago. You dismantle that wall brick by brick. You know,
mm-hmm.
because you let that person know that you have a vested interest in them and your intentions are sincere and they are real. Because, like I say, the person that I met, I'm ready to marry her right now tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
We get together tomorrow. We go hook the church up tomorrow. I'm going to cook the food for the reception, all that stuff.
Wow.
I'm ready for that now.
Mm-hmm.
And that's just, as people used to say back in the day, serious as a heart attack.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, it's like those websites and stuff like that. I haven't used them things in years and don't even plan on going back on them. You know?
Yeah, well, I haven't used them either because, you know, after you do it for so long, it gets kind of like the same old stuff, you know. So I don't even use, I don't have no reason to really, but I had met a guy on, I've met a few, you know, people from MySpace, and we're still friends, you know, and this is when I first got on MySpace back in 2006, yeah, and I met, and they're local people here, and, you know, we became friends over the internet, and, you know, we're still friends, we see each other, you know. And, you know, we're still friends. Nothing, you know, serious was going on, but just the point, you know, you meet people, and you know how people always say, well, you can't trust this person, you can't. And I was a little bit leery when I did meet one of the people on there because, I don't know, for some reason I was just having these awkward feelings, you know. And then it seemed like for a minute they were stalking me, and so finally, because we had, you know, passed information on Facebook on MySpace for maybe about almost a half a year before we actually saw each other, you know. But then, you know, things, we, you know, became friends, and, you know, we're still friends, and, you know, everything's cool. And I've met a lot of people on Facebook, you know, male and females, you know, out of town and, you know, in town, and, you know, we're friends. I have a lot of relatives on MySpace. I mean, Facebook, you know, but, you know, being on these different meetup and hookup sites is kind of like you have to be very, very cautious in the people that you meet. And then if you're on there, go on there with the intentions that you want. If you want to get married, go to eHarmony. You want to just have a little hookup, go to OkCupid or go to Booty Call or go, you know, just don't go on there thinking that, I'm going to go to eHarmony because I want a booty call. Not saying that you might not get one, but you know what the site is supposed to be about.
You're going to get it. Because all it is, it's a dating site. And you got women out there who wants to meet a man, want to have sex. It's a booty call.
Mm-hmm.
It might be up to or something like that. You know, nothing serious. You know, I don't care what site you go on. You can meet a woman, or a female can meet a man for a booty call, or
mm-hmm.
a long-term committed relationship on any of these sites that they have out here. I don't care what the site is. Because
right.
it happens. Because
right.
you say that booty call site, a person can go in there just strictly for a booty call. The two people meet each other. Somebody's calling somebody back because mm-hmm. now they're interested in one another. See, you know, it happens. Regardless, see, all these sites are the same. They just got different names on them. That's all it is.
Right. Different tags.
That's it.
Different tags. But,
I started talking on them things back in the late 90s.
Mm-hmm.
And I've met some beautiful people off there.
Mm-hmm.
I'm still friends with a couple of them right now today.
Mm-hmm.
And it was a group that, you know, that was together on a system. And I know seven of those people that were there, they got married. You know, just like I did. So...
Yeah, because it's not to say that it's impossible to find true love or find someone on the internet to care about you and love you and someone who wants to spend the rest of their life with you, but it's more or less finding a needle in a haystack because it's just so much BS going on those sites. You know, people specifically use those sites for different reasons, basically for sex. To meet somebody, to do whatever they want to do or whatever. You know, the ones who are honest about it, they come along one in a million, I guess. You know, so you just have to, if whatever you want, maybe you should be patient or, you know, it depends on how a person handles it. But me, I'm done because I just, you know, I would rather meet a person face to face, you know, maybe in a store, you know, not to say that something, you know, can still be wrong with that. But as far as, like, you know, like going through that experiment I went through meeting that guy and the guy's girlfriend calling and stuff like that, I don't have time for that. I don't want that, you know, I don't want that type of thing hovering over me, you know, wondering if I met somebody on the internet, then I got to be wondering, is his girlfriend going to call me? Is his wife going to call me? You know, what's up? Is he gay and, you know, on a down low or whatever?
You know, the same thing can happen to somebody off the street.
Right, right. That's true. I know that.
But the only thing now, with today's times, instead of meeting on the street now, a lot of people that went to the internet and to telephone chat lines, it's the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
Because even that person you meet on the street, their asses is on damn chat lines. You know, even though they done met you, they meeting somebody else also.
Mm-hmm.
But see, that, like I said, it goes back to that song, Woman to Woman.
Mm-hmm.
You know, she's sincere. You know, that's just like, she's like, hello, Barbara, my name is whatever. And
mm-hmm.
she's like, hey, she was sincere about it. You know, because she's like, hey, you know, I do this for this man. I just
mm-hmm.
need to know up front, if he's doing this to me, then I can cut his ass loose.
Mm-hmm.
I won't do these things no more.
But
you, know,
so you got the women. But you got these women who actually know that their man is cheating because, like, I just can't imagine me being the first person that she's found my number. So she claims she found my number in his briefcase or whatever. I don't know. But my thing is, if you know that your man was cheating on you last month and this month he's cheating on you again, something needs to be done in that scenario right there. You forgave him the first time. The second time, maybe he need to go. Don't keep... Every time you find a number, you're going to call this woman up and say, what's going on between you and my man? Get rid of him. Then you don't have to be calling and asking anybody what's going on with him because you don't have to worry about that anymore. You know, and it kills me how women just let these men just cheat on them, and they know it.
See, that's why I'm divorced right now today. I didn't know anything about, you know, internet dating or anything. And like I said, I'm computer literate. So I'm at home one morning when I got off work, and I saw this MySpace icon keep popping up on the computer. And I'm like, damn, what the hell is MySpace? And I would never open it because I'm like, because I know people send out viruses.
Right.
So I didn't open. So it was just this one day. I'm like, damn, what am I thinking? I'm like, you computer literate. If it's a virus, just take it, you know, take the computer and just go have it worked on. So I clicked on the icon, and when it opened up, it was my wife's webpage on MySpace.
Wow.
And she was pouring so much salt on me on the left side, I was like, damn, I never knew this. Where did this stuff come from? So then on the right, is she typing to some dude in Mississippi how much she missed him, and she been debating on whether they should get back together again, and everything she was typing to this dude in Mississippi, she was typing it to another guy in Chicago.
Oh, my goodness. Now, this wasn't the wife that you met on the Internet, was it?
Yeah. You know, we had been together for 12 years. So I'm looking at this stuff. Now, we were living in Mississippi, and we were from Chicago.
Mm-hmm.
So I remember I didn't say anything to her about it. We come up to Chicago for my daughter's graduation out of high school.
Mm-hmm.
And it was like whenever we would come up, a little girlfriend would show up and they would disappear, gone all day and most of the evening. So they come back one night and she get out the car. She was sitting in the back seat and she walked on past me and her girlfriend got out the car. We hadn't seen each other in a couple of years.
Mm-hmm.
So, we exchanged sentiments with each other. Then she was like, Mike, let me introduce you to my friend. And when I looked over, saw dude in the car, I'm like, I don't want to meet him. And she's like, why not? Because I'm like, I already know who he is. And she's like, well, who is he? I said, he with her. And then she's like, Mike, why would you say that? I'm like, because you know exactly what I'm talking about. And she turned and walked away from me and got in the car. Because, see, this is the same dude whose picture was all on her webpage that she had been typed to.
Wow.
Then when we got back home is when I asked her about MySpace. I said, what's MySpace? And she's like, I don't know. I'm like, you don't know what MySpace is? And she's like, no, I got it from the computer. I said, sit down. I said, now, that thing that's blinking right there in that corner, click on it. And when she clicked it, her webpage opened up. I heard her heart, tonsils, her spleen, pancreas, everything hit the floor at one time. And I'm like, now, since you don't know what MySpace is, what's this? Oh, that's just a joke. I'm like, no, honey, this is not a joke. So don't even try to throw that out there at me like that. See, think about it, I married a younger woman. She was 17 years younger than me.
Mm-hmm.
Trying to play a game that I played before she was born. Okay. So I'm like, now, since you want to lie and don't know what this is, I just walked out the bedroom. And one month later.
So how long was y'all married before you found all this information out?
12 years.
Oh, after 12 years she did it again.
Not again. That was, as far as I knew, that was her first time. Because the thing it is, when you're in a relationship and it's committed, you're married or whatever, when things change, if you are into your mate, you notice changes in tendencies, habits, demeanor, you notice everything. And see, I noticed it. I picked up on it right away. But what confirmed when it was meant for me to open that thing.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I don't know if she forgot to close her page out or she left it there for me to see it.
Mm.
Okay? See, I walked away from my marriage because, see, there's one thing. I'm not going to cheat on you. You cheat on me, I'm not going to be ready to talk to you. I'm not trying to find out why you did it or anything like that. I'm gone. That's all that is.
Mm-hmm.
That's just like I'm in a relationship. You hit me, I'm gone. I'm not even going to stick around for it. Because you do it once, you're going to do it again. Simple as that. All the sorries and everything, but they ain't going to make it up to me. Because, see, things that I like to do sexually, once I know you've been with another man, I can't touch you. If I can't touch you, we can't be together. Simple as that.
Wow. So nothing gave you an indication over the years until that 12th year that she was into, you said, two other guys?
Yeah, because before I opened that webpage, I had already noticed change in habit. Because there were so many things that we used to do together, as far as entertaining and things like that, going out to dinner. Now, we're in Mississippi. Now, all of a sudden, I'm not romantic no more. I'm not sociable. So it's like the friends that she had acquired, they're married. Yet now they're all going out to dinner with their husband. She's going, but I can't go because I'm not sociable.
Mm-hmm.
First hand, like, you messing around because you're taking somebody else with you, and your girls are protecting you. Like I say, my mother raised fools, but not a damn fool. It's a difference between the two.
Wow.
I say, hey, I walked away.
Wow, that is really something.
Because I'm not going to put up with it, and I wouldn't expect you to put up with it from me.
Mm-hmm.
Because see now we're living a lie. She moved out of our bedroom, didn't want me to touch her and all that old type stuff. Here it is now all of a sudden in 12 years, we got birth control pills in the house, we got rubbers in the house, why we have this and we ain't never had it before. And then I'm not getting any. Something going on. See, that was another sign that I picked up on. You know, you having stuff out in the car. We got three cars in the driveway, and you had stuff in a car that we very, you know, that we very rarely drive. Mm-hmm. Only time we drove is we hit the highway. So you got stuff out here in the trunk, knowing that I work on these cars. You know, I'm finding different things. Okay, yeah, okay. I see what's going on. No problem. Mm-hmm. Dundee.
Wow.
And when we met off that chat line, I told her that. I don't put up with the cheating. You get caught once, it's a done deal. I don't, you know, I'm like this here. Why cheat on you when I can cheat with you?
Mm-hmm. Wow, that's kind of heavy, you know, to go through that. That's really heavy, you know, because that's, you know, and then for her to.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
For her to be in a marriage for 12 years and then just decide she wants to, you know, go back to that chat line, that's crazy. That's really crazy. I have a bit of information here where someone had their opinion as far as the chat lines are, the online dating is concerned, and it goes like, well, I can tell you why we are ashamed of online dating. I live in Chicago, tons of people, and I can't meet someone in a traditional fashion. We post our profiles, basically mugshots, and share personal information with the entire world. Rows and rows of smiling mugshots. How pathetic. We put up our best photos. We say something clever. We all love to travel. Does anyone not like to travel? We all love a sense of humor, too. Online dating is ridiculously pathetic, and we know it when we sign up. We should be ashamed to admit we met our partners online. It's laughable. It's like going to the grocery store for a prospective mate. We are ashamed because online dating, whether you admit it or not, is an act of desperation. By creating a profile, we are admitting we are lonely and have given up on traditional means of meeting people. Online dating is easy and a cop-out. Try joining social groups or getting out of the house more. Most guys just want to get laid, and most women are just out past relationships and looking for the perfect match that doesn't exist. Online dating is for suckers, and I've done it too. Send me your monthly check for $20, and I will set you up with my brother or sister. As far as the free sites go, those are for players and people without jobs. Chemistry.com and eHarmony tools are laughable. I can't believe who they said I'm matched with. I look at all the mugshots on Match or OkCupid and just laugh to myself. What has our society become? If posting your success stories here make you feel better about your pathetic means of meeting your partner, well, good for you. I'd rather go to blackjack table as the odds are 49% versus the 20% chance you will meet someone online. 1 in 5 relationships start online, right? I wonder what the divorce rates for the Match.com. Online dating is just so irresponsible, lonely, desperate, and their advertisements are pre-meting every office of media. I'm not buying it. Online dating is not the wave of the future. It is for lazy people with baggage and or desperate, lonely people who have given up and thrown in the sex addicts for measure and thrown in the sex addicts for good measure. Wine tasting, travel, sense of humor, cats and dogs, chemistry, lazy nights on the sofa, or a night out on the town. Good God, what have we become? I'd rather be lonely than post my mugshot on a dating site. I'm sorry. Good job for the success stories. Nothing personal. Well, this person sounds like they had a little problem on one of those dating lines or something, because he sounds kind of hostile.
Is that a male or a female?
A male.
He probably went out there and something burned his ass. Who knows?
Went out there and what happened?
I say he probably went out there, a young lady, when I said burned him, probably had him pay her rent for a couple of months and dumped him.
We have another caller on the line. I'm going to bring this caller in. 407-415, are you there?
Yes.
Hi, you have a question or comment for tonight's topic?
Yes, like you said with the divorce rates, I think that they are hit and miss. So you can't just say one thing or the other. I think it's more of hit and miss.
Right. Well, I was just reading something that a guy had had his personal opinion about the online datings. So I don't really know what the statistics are as far as the divorce rate or the marriage rate or anything else as far as that's concerned.
You know, one of the things you can see that could possibly be good for someone. Some of us are awkward with the opposite sex. And sometimes I can see where a person can talk, you know, and I'm not saying divulge all, you know, personal information. To me, that's logical. But they can actually communicate and talk. And things such as that with a little bit more ease than the nervous chatter they would do when they face to face, and they can get accustomed to talking to that to someone of the opposite sex. And the other side about that is, you definitely find out if that person has patience.
If they have what?
If they have patience.
Oh,
because
okay.
If they pushing you to meet
I agree. I'm 100%.
You know. That could be a good thing for somebody of that nature.
You never know.
It's, you know, it's like you just said. People are awkward. Some people are so shy that they can't meet people in person. And see, I was that way when I was a teenager. I was scared to death of you women. I don't know why, but I was. So there was someone. I was like, I love that girl. And I couldn't open my mouth and say nothing. All I could do is just look at her every day. And I guess I missed a golden opportunity back then. But when you have people who have, like, low self-esteem or who are just shy, you know, they have to have something, an outlet, you know, for them to express themselves.
Mm-hmm.
Online dating, internet, telephone chat lines, that's the way they do it. And a lot of the people that be out there that's doing it, they're sincere about what they want and what they're looking for. And see, those are the ones that the wolves prey on.
Yeah.
Especially that telephone line, because you put your personal greeting out there and they're scanning. Their radars is up in the air.
Mm-hmm.
She's desperate. So they leave her a message, leave her something nice and sweet, and they start the correspondence with each other. And then they meet each other. He gets what he wants, like I told you earlier, the four F's, and then he's gone.
That's
the wolf right there, you know. And it goes on Facebook also. You can look at the posts that a lot of those young ladies put out there. You can see the desperateness in their posts.
Mm-hmm.
And then they inbox you, you know, they inbox you their telephone number, whatever, and you hear it in as you're talking to them. But, you know, it's like those that are out there who are really sincere, I just tell them, you know, male, keep your pants zipped up. Females, keep your dresses down.
Yeah.
You know, because you eventually find out what that person is all about.
Yeah.
You know somebody who is sincere because, see, everything that they do is for you, not for themselves.
Right. That is true.
Yeah, I'm just glad I'm where I am right now because I done got over all that shyness. I can run my mouth now.
Well, that's a good thing.
Yes, I can.
That's a good thing. Well, I'm glad you called in tonight, Mike, and hopefully you'll come back to my future shows. Friday is the last of the month, so I'm having my musical show, which is going to be, I think it's Happy Hour. I'm going to mix it up with Happy Hour and Slow Jams. And our next Bringing Sexy Back show on the 27th is 14 Signs You Might Be Bad in Bed. Mm-hmm. You might think you was given the good goods and was doing it all wrong or whatever, but we're going to talk about this 14 signs that you might be bad in bed. That's on Wednesdays, bringing sexy back on the 27th. Thank you, Rhea. Thank you, Danny. Thanks, my guests, for coming in. Miss Kane, who has a show on Monday, Celebrity Gossip every Monday at 11 o'clock. That's on Miss Kane's promotion. And Tammy Jones Gibbs has a show every Wednesday at 1 p.m. So check them out. I see black men out there in the chat room. And anybody else who stopped by, came on your iPhone, iPad, or whatever. That's about it. So I appreciate everybody. And I appreciate you, Mike, like I said, for calling in and come back.
Oh, you're getting me.
Yeah.
Definitely.
Right, and my next Friday show won't be till the first of the month when me and Rhea do that. That's open topic. Or we may have a guest on, but that's every first Friday of the month, and the last Friday is my musical show. And, you know, every Wednesday is Bringing Sexy Back at 10:30 p.m. With that being said, I'm going to say goodnight, everybody, and have a beautiful weekend. Don't drink, don't drive, don't drive, don't drink. I like talking to you, not about you. Everybody have a beautiful evening. Good night.
Good night, everybody.
Good night.
Good night, everybody.